We're going to get right to Dr. Leah this morning. She has a great tip for us because it's school today.
And it's Wednesday.
So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's our tip today?
Well, this one's about teeth. I'm not sure I've done one on teeth.
No, you haven't.
Well, you know, our teeth, if you just ignore them, they'll go away.
Yes, they will.
Really, they will.
That's a very true statement.
People don't realize that we have more bacteria in our mouth than dogs do.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And when we get gingivitis or infections in our gums, that bacteria goes into the bloodstream and it affects your immune system, but it can affect your heart, too.
That's right, your heart.
And so a lot of dentists, you probably heard this, but a lot of dentists will give patients antibiotics before they come in if they have any heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure they don't get the bacteria in there. And it's, of course, brushing and flossing and all those kind of things are good. But one of the other things that's really helpful is using natural toothpastes.
Really?
Yes. You know, sodium lauryl sulfate is used in a lot of toothpaste to foam it,
yeah.
to make it all foamy and make
right.
us feel like we're really brushing well. But it doesn't really help our teeth that much. And they use it in shampoos and soaps and all sorts of things. But some kids, like my son, actually has broken out in canker sores here and there, and I realized that maybe it's the toothpaste, or maybe that's one of the factors. I stopped using toothpaste with that in it for him, and he doesn't have them anymore.
I have to tell you, Dr. Leah, this is very interesting, because I used to get canker sores all the time. And you know when I would get them? Too much vitamin C.
Yeah, that's a factor for some, because the acidity
right.
for some people,
yep.
is that definitely is a factor. But the natural toothpaste, you know, I think they taste good, and there's a whole bunch
out there. Oh, they're
fine.
I've had them, but I didn't realize that could make a difference on getting rid of plaque.
Yeah.
If you would use natural toothpaste.
Well, they don't have the sweeteners. You know, some toothpaste,
right.
like especially the kids' ones, have saccharin in it. I mean, my God, I thought saccharin was like
sakes.
Has cancer.
Yes.
Good heavens.
So
I think
they
of that on your teeth.
Sweeteners in them, and I'm, you know, that's not necessary.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And where do we get these? Just at natural health food
yeah.
stores?
Well, actually, they carry them at Bartels and everything.
Yeah,
I've seen
them.
Oh, yeah.
QFC,
really?
TCC, all those places have them.
There's a, it's called Tom's?
Yes,
Maine Tom's.
Is really good. Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Well, I don't
either.
But I've
bought Tom's, and it's really good. I mean, it's not sweet by any stretch of the means,
it does,
but it's
not,
fine.
And it doesn't foam.
It doesn't foam much, no.
But
see, we've gotten
to
accustomed.
To me, they have good flavors. They have a cinnamon
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they do.
Ooh,
they do.
Cinnamon.
Peppermint
yeah.
experiment. And
yes.
All sorts of ones.
So what's good news is you can get them anywhere. It's not like you have to go to a health food store to get natural toothpaste.
Right. No, yeah, you don't have to at all.
No.
So that's the thing. It's like, just keep your teeth healthy. And with school starting, I'm thinking, okay, here comes the germ factory with all
yes.
the school
oh,
kids.
I know. So much
healthy.
So.
So let's protect them as much as we can. That was yeah. it was a very good tip,
oh,
Dr.
I just learned
Leah.
Something. I'll be buying that natural toothpaste.
I'm going to go
again.
Get some. I want to try the cinnamon.
It's actually cinnamon clove. And
cinnamon
it's good.
Clove. Oh, that sounds really good. Because my son, Airy, cannot stand the taste of mint. There's
oh.
something to mint. He hates it. And it's very hard finding toothpaste.
Well, there's a lot out there with mint.
That's
it is
the
everything's
difficulty.
Out there with
mint.
Peppermint. Yeah, you might like that one then.
I have to get it. Yeah, I'm going to go look for it.
That's really good. Well, we want to let everyone know they can go to naturalmedicineforhealth.com and all Dr. Leah's information is there. Or you can go to chatwithwomen.com and all of Dr. Leah's information is on our website as well. So thank you, Dr. Leah.
You have a great day.
You too.
Happy school days to
Yay.
Eric.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.